Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
I'm gonna do something today that I don't really do that often. Because I don't try to tell people how to do something. I don't tell you how to vote. You know, I don't tell you, you know, how to be a parent or nothing. But I watched this program last night about the state of parenting. And fuck it, man. I really want to talk about it. Because I'm telling you, it's not like they say it is, man. So, look. Before I get started, I just want to remind you on this video and all videos, I'm stating my opinions and I try to stay away from this controversial type shit, but I just got to talk about this. I'm going to be expressing my opinions on any subject that we ever cover. Just remember that. And if you need to, take a moment, go get yourself a pen and a pencil and some paper so that you can at least comment on what I'm saying. Because you're going to take this shit so personal and get so emotional that you ain't going to hear what I'm saying. Personally, I don't understand why any parent wouldn't want to take care of their goddamn children. But there is, I can see where there would be situations where I wouldn't want to do it. Just to give you a little background on, you know, me and my parenting. And you know I'm a dad. I have a daughter 23 years old. And I raised her since she was 6 months old. I raised her for 22 and a half of those 23 years. I don't promote dodging your parental responsibilities. I don't promote that, male or female. So what I'm talking about when I say that there's situations I can see where, you know, where I wouldn't want to do it is when it comes to the facts involved in child support. Not that you have to pay child support. It's the facts. It's the way they do it. If the mother thinks the dad shouldn't see his child as he want to, what makes her think he should pay as she sees fit? I don't get that. Now, the reason I say this is this. Like I stated earlier, I raised my daughter her entire life from 6 months old and have not one time, not once, have I asked her mother to pay any child support. I know several dudes, many dudes who have custody of their kid for various reasons. And none of them, not one of them, hound the mother for child support. I never bothered my daughter's mom about any kind of support. I also never tried to tell her mother when she can or cannot see her. And I don't try to supervise their visits. I don't. You know, I've been both father and mother. Just like the women say, I've been mother and father. Why I've been that both is because she is my daughter. She ain't my daughter sometimes. 50% of the time. She my daughter all the fucking time. And for that, I'm sure she loves me. And I know I love her unconditionally. I would go as far as to drive from the Bay Area to Los Angeles 2 to 5 times a year to ensure that my daughter saw her mother, and I would also give my daughter money. And I would tell her, you know, I don't know what mom's be doing, so don't be asking her for shit. I just want to make sure that she had what she was going to need while she was visiting her mother. Now, needless to say, her mama wasn't that responsible. May she rest in peace. She just recently passed. But she was a very good woman before she became pregnant. And after she became pregnant, whatever, she tripped. But that did not mean she wasn't a good woman when I had met her. And all those years I had her, which was like 20-some years. What I'm saying is, once the baby came, and whatever, me and her kind of, not me and the baby, but me and the woman didn't see eye to eye anymore, I ain't finna hate her. I ain't finna use my child as some sort of pawn. See, I knew her mother loved her, and I love her. That's all that should matter. So the child support should not be the stipulating point that's going to keep you from getting this, you or whoever, that's going to keep you from seeing your child. I'm just real when I say that. You know, just as you mothers know, your child loves them. Your child's father loves them. You mothers know that. And you fathers, on the, when the shoe's on the other foot, you know the mother loved the child. Because the shoe was on the other foot with me. I ain't gonna diss the mother. Another thing I don't see or agree with is if the father must pay child support, which should be any expense for the child. I mean, I am not against child support. So don't get me wrong. I am not against child support. I just don't like how come he gotta come get his child. Well, actually, I don't understand why he can't come get his child and do the things that you say he needs to do his part for. Let's say half of the school clothes you gonna buy and half he gonna buy. Well, why do he have to give you the money to buy his half? Why can't he come get the kid and go buy that half? See, little things like that are very important. Very important. How come, let me ask you this. If the child support is X amount, why can't the dad go out and buy the things needed? If the things that you say this child support you need is something indeed you need because of the child and you know what it is, why can't you just tell it to me so I can go get it and come and look as if I'm participating in the child's life instead of just giving you the money? Because you sure ain't gonna tell your dad gave me this for you. What I'm saying is all the things, the cards are stacked against men. And it's stacked to make them not want to pay child support. They're deadbeat dads. I'm gonna get into that in a minute. But what I'm saying is there's reasons a lot of men don't do it. Now, let's say the excuse me, man, my nose is getting stopped up. Let's say the amount is whatever, X amount of dollars. And the dad went out and bought whatever half or whatever. If the mom had an issue, all she gotta do is ask for the receipts. And if adding it up, it comes to half, whatever he was going to on, whatever. Whatever you want to make an issue about, it ain't going to be about him taking care of his kid. See, taking care of the kid becomes an issue when the man feels like he got to pay this woman because he fucked her. Because wouldn't it be taking care of the child if the dad came and took the child to do whatever the hell you say you need the money to do? Wouldn't that be taken care of? Wouldn't that also be giving that dad some time to be with that child? Some extra time, maybe? I mean, shit, supporting the child? Come on, man. My point is this. A lot of the reason men don't pay child support regularly is they don't feel, you know, he should have to pay his ex for getting her pussy. Because, you know, they got a child together. He ain't saying he don't want to take care of his child or his responsibilities. He's saying he don't want to have to come see your ass on every fifth and give you no goddamn money like you a payment. Now, I know 9 out of 10 who, however many women out there listening, you ain't gonna admit this shit. But child support is rarely spent on the child. Period. It's just rarely spent on the child. You ain't gonna admit it. Now, before you guys wanna, you know, jump through the goddamn computer screen and gouge my eyes out, you gotta hear me out. I know you say the child lives with you and the father should take care of some of the goddamn expenses, but see, I don't agree with that. I do agree the child lives with you. But he shouldn't have to pay for none of the expenses for where you live. He should only have to pay for taking care of the child. You're paying for where you live. Because wouldn't you have to have a goddamn place to live even if you didn't have no child and you wasn't my woman? So the only responsibility once we break up is taking care of the child. But the way the system have it structured is you make the dude feel like he taking care of the broad that he don't like no more. And he ain't doing that. You guys don't want to see that. You don't want to understand that. I'm talking to you women. You don't want to understand that shit. If you didn't have a child, wouldn't you... If you didn't have a child, would you expect your ex to pay for some of your bills? The whole idea of child support has been abused, and now it's just an income for the mother to spend like she does with any other income. It's not for child support. I am totally with child support. Now, If you can, women, be honest about this. Do any of you know any deadbeat mothers? I know some. I know quite a few. And not one of them thinks they should pay child support. And all of them have a myriad of reasons why they shouldn't have to pay. Is their child too? The dad's taking care of him. He have custodial parenting rights. But she don't pay. Now let me ask you some more stuff. Just listen now. They have excuses for him. I'm the one who carried him and gave birth. I'm not the father. See, aren't they still, in most cases, the non-custodial parent? How many programs do you see judging them deadbeat mothers as deadbeats? How many articles have you read exposing the deadbeat moms in the same way they expose the deadbeat dads? Have you ever heard of a deadbeat mother having her income taxes held because she haven't paid child support? See, women out there who be screaming, you can't stand a deadbeat dad. How many times have you spoke out about the deadbeat moms? Or is there no such thing? See, no one takes under consideration that when a father who has custody of his children goes to work, he still has to take care of his children without getting any help from that deadbeat mom. Why is there such a big difference if the mother have custody? I don't get that. Where are the same driver's license suspensions for the deadbeat mothers? How come we don't hear about people coming to deadbeat mothers' jobs because they don't pay child support? Another thing, why does the father that pays child support need to get permission to pick his kids up and be subject to being told no? See, answer me this. Do you believe the woman spends at least 30% of the child support on the child? Would you agree that most of the problems concerning child support is the anger that the relationship failed? Would you agree? No, it ain't there. I know. So you guys, you women, you have so many excuses for the bullshit you send dudes through. I believe if you pay child support, you should be able to get your goddamn kid whenever the fuck you want to, with no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Isn't that the reason you insist on the dad paying child support? Because the child is 50% his? I think it's only fair that if you're paying child support, you're entitled to at least 15 days out of every month to do as you please with your child. Of course, he's living with you, so I can't have no key to your house. I don't want to come over there without announcing, but I shouldn't have to go through no changes when I call. Some weekends on school nights too. Long as I'm not abusing that privilege. you know, by keeping them out too late or you know, not getting them to school on time when they're at my house. See, I know sometimes shit be, you know, going on. And you do have something to do. So a nigga call, hey, can I come get Jason? Oh, man, I got something to do. So then there's a no. Okay. If you would have let me come get him, not only could you go do whatever the hell you're trying to do, you could do it at your leisure. And I would be having some extra time with my boy. I mean, why is the fact that you have something to do killing my opportunity to be with my son? Nah, you don't look at it like that. You don't look at it like that. You don't want it to be a convenient situation for both of us, as inconvenient as it is. You want to make it worse. Yeah. See, if you did do that, that would only mean the child could have some extra time with me and you could go on and do whatever the hell you know, tickling your fancy. However you want to do it. Call me and say, hey, I'll be a little late. Can you keep him tonight? Yeah, I can keep him. I'm saying if it was like that, see, child support would get paid all the time. If it's the school night, and you got something to do that's going to keep you out late, the dad can keep the kid. I mean, and the dad should be able to bring the kid to school on time from his house or take him to the bus stop or whatever. What I'm saying is, it's not like the dad is handicapped because he ain't with you no more. And you the only one could assure this or that about the son or daughter. You guys make men not want to pay child support because you know to you, your intentions is to make that motherfucker suffer. And you can't tell me I'm not right. You can't tell me I ain't right. I just don't agree with the way child support rules are made and enforced. I definitely agree with child support. Answer me this. How much on average do you think it costs per month for a child? Let's say both of the parents are working and it costs $400 to take care of the kids. What's wrong with the mother paying $200 of that? Nothing. What's wrong is that you can't see that happening because you don't want the dad to be able to pay his $200. You want the dad to pay you the $200, and then you want to take the $400 and do with it what you want to do with it. No, the dad is supposed to be paying child support. So if it costs $400 for the child, then he's supposed to be able to spend his $200 on the child. No, you don't want that. You all say you gotta pay your rent. And he can say that too. I mean, he can say, so do I. And you motherfuckers be talking about you got bills to pay. And he can say to that, so do I. It's your choice. It's your choice. He can't have his child 50% of the time. And you knew you had to pay bills. If y'all wasn't together, a house note or apartment rent, something's due. You knew this shit when you made the arrangements for the child support. Is that his fault that you have the same expenses that he has? No. And it's not your fault that he got the same expenses that you have. The only thing is that he can help or you both can work together on is the child. So if the child costs $400 to take care of and you want the child to be with you, okay, I'll say you can spend $150 and I'll spend $250. Because, okay, you're the custodial parent. But my $250 coming out of my pocket on my kid. Whatever the fuck the kid wants, as far as if it's cool with you. I don't feel comfortable writing you out a $250 check every month. Because how do I know what my kid getting? I'm just saying, if you guys understood my point, which is child support is a joke as far as it being needed to support the child. The support for the child ain't no joke. But all the little stipulations that a dad has to go through is the joke. Why must the father wait until the mother ain't busy before he can come pick his kid up and spend some time with him? It's like fathers, once you leave a mother, you in parent prison, and mothers are the wardens. And part of your punishment is having to pay the warden to watch over you. Now, men don't like that. And it's going to totally turn them off. Even if it means the child suffers. Most of the stipulations are vindictiveness or payback of some kind on the woman's part. And we all know it, except the courts act like they don't know it. Aren't you making the child suffer when you make it impossible for the father to have liberal access to him? To make things fair, would you agree if you receive any support, you would have to have an inspection of how the money, the support money is spent? And you'd have to show receipts that you spent the money on the child. Would you agree to that? Hell no, I ain't gonna agree to that. I know. Would you agree in order to get child support, that you would have to make the child available whenever the paying parent asks, up to 50% of the time? No, I ain't gonna do that. If not, would you agree to the amount of child support being based on the number of times the parent could come see the child per month? Hell no, I ain't gonna agree to that. Oh. See, that's because any of that would be fair. See, child support, it was originally for children, I would imagine. But the women started using it, and now it's just punishment to a man. It's punishment to a man because he had a child. The only person that truly suffers is the child. If the motherfucker wanted to take care of you, he would still be with you. If you wanted him to take care of you, you would still be with him. Face it, y'all don't want each other, but y'all got a kid. Why make him suffer or her? And that lie about this motherfucker is abusive, you need to stop that bullshit. Don't get me wrong. I know there is some asshole men. There is some seriously motherfuckers that don't need to be nowhere near around children. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't saying there ain't no such thing as of abuse. I'm saying, how many times have you lied about that shit? How many women do you know personally, your friends, who lie about this shit? And you say, yeah, girl, say that, blah, blah, blah. Come on. You don't have to admit it to me, but you know you guys do it. You guys have fucked child support up. Because I know it's some abusive motherfuckers. But most of the time you hear it, is because the mama simply don't want the father to feel that he's part of the child's life. She done told every lie she can tell on him. Now he's abusive. She's afraid. He's stalking her. All this kind of goddamn shit. And when the motherfucker start feeling the way you describing him, and he say, well, okay, I ain't gonna even fuck with him then. Oh, now he a deadbeat dad. He ain't coming to give the money to you or whatever the hell. See, this is what is fucked up. You gonna jump all over him for feeling like the way you want him to feel. You don't want him to feel like the kid's dad, or else you let him be the dad. These are some of the things I think about this shit. And I'm sure you're going to have thoughts on the matter when you see this video. So I'm just going to take a deep breath and end this goddamn video and be prepared for the shit that all you motherfucking bitch-ass motherfucking dudes and you motherfucking punk-ass women that don't understand how you fucking child support up gonna have comments. I don't always talk about, you know, the shit I be talking about, confidence and shit, but I always talk about man shit. And it is definitely some man shit to take care of your business when it comes to your kid. I'm out.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.